Ben Ferguson, Sunday nights, 6 to 8. News Talk 790 KFYO and KFYO.com.
Back on the Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Thank you for tuning in on this Monday morning as we begin to wrap up the month of July. And joining me in studio to talk about a great event that's going to come up in August, Friday, August 2nd, Saturday, August 3rd, an event that went to last year, the second annual Wines and Vines Festival. Kim McPherson of McPherson Cellars in studio. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks. Thanks for letting me be here and talk about our festival and the wine business in general on the High Plains.
Yeah, well, it is something that obviously locally it made news this weekend with Terry County and what they're doing with wines. Tell us a little bit about the wine. For those who may not know about the wine industry and the importance of West Texas for the wine industry, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, most of the, I would say at least 80% of the grapes grown in this state for other wineries are grown up on the High Plains, mainly in Terry County, which is where I get a lot of my fruit, well, most of my fruit from six growers, my main grower being Andy Timmons. But this is a huge area, and there's a lot more grapes going in. The wineries have learned that this is where the fruit is, and it's good stuff. So
why is that? Why is it?
Well, first off, we're having higher. We have a high altitude. We're about 3,400 feet, and we have low humidity, and we have a range from in the 90s down to the 60s at night, and it drops. And so this helps maintain the acid and builds the sugars up slowly. Mm-hmm. And for the varieties that these guys are growing down there, it's perfect almost. It's we grow warm climate varieties known in Spain and southern Italy and southern France. Like Tempranillo and Roussanne and Viognier and Carignan and Mourvèdre and Grenache and Trebbiano and Vermentino. The varieties that love the heat. Mm-hmm. Chardonnay, not so much.
Yeah.
Sauvignon Blanc, no. Pinot Noir, no. Anything that requires a cooler-type climate, these guys are steering away from it. And this is how Texas is – we're building our name up. I mean, Sangiovese is one of the first varieties that my dad, he was the first guy to have it. And, you know, it loves the heat.
That's great. That's a
and
great
one.
And
that's the famous grape of Chianti in Italy. So,
it's interesting. We just got back from a trip and we went to Fredericksburg. And of course, they've got the wine trail there. They've got the 290 right. Wine trail. And we went to quite a few of the wineries there, and each of the wineries, I mean, you hear story after story about where they get their grapes from, and it's not in Fredericksburg for many. I mean, it's not in the Hill Country. It is the High Plains and in West Texas.
Right. That's right. So, and a lot of the wineries down there they're so involved in these growers up here that they pay the growers, they buy the vines, and these guys plant them and take care of the vineyards for them. So, it's turned out to be a kind of a major business up here.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. And, of course, coming up August 2nd and August 3rd, the second annual Wines and Vines Festival. If you went last year, it's going to be bigger this year.
That's right. We have 18 wineries now and some more food vendors. And we started this last year to for the Texas Wine and Grape Foundation. All the proceeds go to that. But this year, my dad's best friend and co-founder with him of Llano Estacado Winery, Bob Reed, passed away, and he was a huge proponent of Meals on Wheels. In fact, he volunteered so many hours that they stopped counting. And so I decided that this year we're gonna have the Meals on Wheels be the charity that we're gonna back on this thing, and I think it's going to be a really good one. So anyway, I think that with more wineries. And they're going to be in the back in the winery, so people don't
that's
do the doors.
You know, when you walk in, you'll probably see, what, four or five maybe
in
that
front
lobby.
Yeah, they're mainly in the food up front, but in the winery part, where all the wineries will be.
Yeah, so walk around a little bit.
That's right. And we're gonna have a chef cook-off again, which that thing turned out to be a major deal. Mm-hmm. So we've got that going. We've got the TDA. We've got the Shrimp Council from Texas. It's a lot bigger this year. And, you know, last year we sort of threw it together and it worked out really well. This year it's going to be a bigger and better show. So
people can get tickets. How?
You buy them at the door.
Okay.
And you can, it's 2 days. You get $30 for both days, $20 for one day, and you get, five tickets, I believe, or six tickets, and each one will get you a taste of wine from either any of or all the wineries. And the neat part about it is that all these wineries will have their wines for sale there, mm-hmm. because it's on the winery premise. So it's a pretty neat deal.
And that's really good because a lot of these wineries, especially the ones from the Hill Country, you can't find their wines in any of the stores.
That's exactly right. Some of them only sell at the winery, mm-hmm. and so this is a perfect opportunity to try their wines and to purchase some of them.
And you can get additional tickets as well, right, for tastings?
That's correct.
All right. Kim McPherson, McPherson Cellars, the second annual Wines and Vines Festival. It's coming up Friday, August 2nd from 4 to 10 p.m., and then Saturday, August 3rd, 12 to 10 p.m., and McPherson Cellars. If you haven't been there, go and check out the building. It's a really cool building, 1615 Texas Avenue.
That's right. It's an old Coca-Cola bottling plant.
Yeah, it's really cool to go down there. And, of course, you all have wine tastings as well, correct?
Yes, and we're going to have jazz on Friday night, too. So
sweet.
It's going to be good.
Yeah, it was a great event last year. Looking forward to it again this year.
Well, thank you so much for having us, and hope to see you down there.
Yeah, absolutely.